Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. Hope you're having a great Wisconsin weekend. We appreciate that you make us part of the weekend. German Fest, one of the great ethnic festivals here in Wisconsin, getting ready to kick off. Deb Wolf is the German Fest Vice President and with us. Deb, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me once again. I appreciate it.
All right, details, dates and times. When is this happening in our city?
So German Fest is back July 24th through the 26th on Milwaukee's lakefront, and we are turning up the tradition with incredible music and authentic food and culture and family fun and exciting firsts this year. So you don't have to be German because we'll adopt you for the weekend.
I love that. All right, let's go through some of this, and it starts with the opening ceremonies. There's going to be a surprise, I hear.
It is. There's a big surprise that's going to be very high energy, unexpected, and it's really a lot of fun. So you want to get there early and you'll want to say that you were there for it.
I love it. So get there that first day that German Fest opens. Friday and Saturday is going to be huge too. Vox Club, is that how you say that, is back?
Very good. Yep. They're back this year by popular demand. They're a huge group from Germany, kind of a mix. A couple of them are Swiss, a couple of them are Austrian, but we won't hold that against them. So they're really super popular. They have fan clubs from all over the world that come.
I'm a Steel Chainsaw guy, so I really like this next one. Steel is celebrating their 100th anniversary, and they're celebrating it with us at German Fest.
Yes, it's an incredible legacy of innovation and craftsmanship, and, you know, what better way to celebrate it but with the Germans at German Fest? So, yeah, they've changed up their competition a little bit this year, but I think it's going to be even more exciting than it has been. I mean, it's always exciting, and it's definitely something you have to see live.
And this is free, right? If you pay to get in German Fest and you're on the grounds, this is included?
Yes, absolutely included. It is over at the BMO Pavilion on the south end of the grounds.
That's a great venue. It looks out on the lake right there. We're talking to Deb Wolf about German Fest. This is a great point to make because if you get into the grounds for German Fest, then everything's included except, of course, your food and your drink. But all the stuff we're talking about is part of it. And that includes, Deb, the parade on Saturday. For many people, this is a highlight. Tell us about the parade.
It is probably one of the largest parades of all the ethnic festivals, and it lasts about an hour, and it starts at the south end this year, and we'll do a whole loop around the grounds back to the south end. All the clubs are represented. It's huge, colorful, all the costumes and the different music, and we got a few surprises with Steel in there, and one of the WTMJ alums will be in the parade with me.
So another surprise. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
And the little dogs that everybody likes to watch run, get their chance on Sunday, right?
Yes. So that is Sunday. I believe 1 o'clock is the blessings of the dogs. And then they have the competition, and then they have the costume contest after that.
Oh, that's so fun. So those little dachshunds are really, really cute dogs. We're talking to Deb Wolf at German Fest. It's coming up. It's almost here. Cooking demonstrations are always really fun. And I hear that you're going to be part of one of the cooking demonstrations. Is that right?
I am. It happened by accident a couple of years ago. My mom was supposed to do it, and she fell and couldn't come. So myself and another one of our directors, Cindy Reagan, so stepped up, and we've been doing it the last 2 years, and it's a little bit of a comedy show, plus you're learning how to cook some good German food.
What are you going to cook up this year? Do you already have the menu set?
We are. So we are cooking this year. The Germans call them Frikadellen, and the Austrians will call them Affischiette. So it's just different from wherever you come, and it is literally like a... And this is going to sound bad, like a meatloaf hamburger patty, but it's breaded and then it's fried. And then we're making, like when you go into the restaurants over there, you get what's called a gemischte Salat, which is a mixed salad.
Okay.
So you'll have a little bit of carrot, a little bit of potato salad. You'll have some greens, and then there's a specific dressing that goes on those salads. So we're doing that this year.
And it's going to be fun. It's funny. It's good. On Saturday.
Yeah.
And a little bit of fitness, too. There's a run-walk that takes place on Friday, right?
Yep, that's new this year. We haven't had a run-walk in a while, so we're really excited that Pink Energy decided to collaborate with us. So it is actually benefiting not only breast cancer, but prostate cancer as well. So, you know, bring your fluorescent pink wigs or your blue wigs, and they're going to be doing, they're going to have some music and a whole bunch of stuff, and they have a free little run for the kiddos as well.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so fun. It's great stuff.
It is.
It's cashless this year. German Fest making it very easy for you. Make sure you remember it's cashless. Cultural area is now at the south end of the grounds. And also, there's that new clear bag policy. You can check that out online. It's very easy. We won't confuse you with all the dimensions and all that stuff. What are the dates again, Deb?
July 24th through the 26th. And you can get more information at www.germanfest.com.
It's that easy. Deb Wolf, Vice President at German Fest. Thank you so much, Deb.
Thanks, John.
Of course, you got it. Always a really great time. Up next, we head to Beloit when Experience Wisconsin continues.